I try not to bore you with stories from my childhood too often, but indulge me this night. I'm inviting you to a story from my childhood. For me, growing up in the Episcopal Church, I started my Holy Week every year much like we started here on Sunday. We had palms in our hands, and we marched all the way through the church in that cathedral in Topeka, Kansas. And I remember as a kid gripping that palm in my hand and feeling really proud that from the littlest to the biggest, we all got one of those, and we all got to participate in that. And I remember turning during that song, "All glory, laud, and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring," turning and seeing my mother with tears coming down her cheeks as we sang that song. It moves me even now. And I remember thinking, whatever is going on here is very important. And I want to pay attention and I want to know what this is. But for me, I grew up in a sort of unusual family, and Palm Sunday didn't end with the Palm Sunday service on Sunday. Palm Sunday ended when we came home from church on Palm Sunday and my mother took out that most sacred of objects, the record player, and placed upon it that most sacred piece of music, pardon my blasphemy, Jesus Christ Superstar. And side one of LP1 began to play, and the overture filled the living room. And then Judas's song came alive in my family, and we learned that Judas was so frightened and so nervous about what Jesus was doing that he felt he had to take matters into his own hands. Now, there's a lot of strengths and limitations to that being one of the major pieces of your Christian education as a child growing up, right? Right? So some of the limitations included the fact that I thought Jesus was a very handsome rock star with a voice that rivaled Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin. But there are so many strengths. There are so many strengths. I knew, above all, that Jesus was a human being. I knew because of what she had sung for me in that living room year after year, what we acted out together from beginning to end. I knew that this was a man who got hungry. I knew this was a man who lost his temper. I knew this was a man who had been betrayed by his friends. And that is why we are here tonight. We're here to reenact, as best we can, the last night of a man with his friends who was so human and wanted us to be with him so much. I'm inviting you to another story tonight. I'm inviting you to the story of a woman from the 4th century who decided to go to Jerusalem with many others and make pilgrimage to the sites where Jesus had been in the last week of his life. She went to Bethany, where Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead and had been in the house of Mary and Martha, his sisters. And she went to the place where the temple had been and thought about all of the times that Jesus had been there teaching and stirring up the crowds, to be honest. And she went to, as far as she could tell, the Mount of Olives, where we will remember tonight, Jesus prayed that the cup would pass and all of the things that were about to happen to him, he was afraid and hoped that they wouldn't. And those early traditions of making pilgrimage to Jerusalem is how we come to this night. We come to this night to reenact, not just to hear the stories read from the lectern, not just to read them in our Bible, and not even just to listen to Jesus Christ Superstar, which I assure you I'm raising Ira to hear just as well as my mother raised me, for better or for worse. Not even to hear and read those stories, but to do those stories. And that's what begins tonight. What began on Sunday, but what begins in earnest tonight. I'm inviting you to a story that is going to start again tonight. It's a story about how God made us with senses, made us to see. So when the bread and the wine come out, when the brisket is passed from table to table, when the water is poured in the basin, we're made to see and feel those things as a way of joining in the story, the most sacred story of all time. And to not just read it and hear it, but to taste it and smell it and feel it. There's a timelessness that begins for me tonight that I'm very, very excited to share with you. And I'm inviting you to that story. So think of my mother, who was so wrapped up in that story that she wrapped me up to. And now I'm here and I'm so wrapped up in it, I want you to be wrapped up in it too. Smell the smells with me, even feet. Taste the tastes with me tonight. And join in that timeless story where God gives us the greatest love song of all time. Amen.